All right. She says we're good. So she says we're good, we're good. Thank you. The agenda and the minutes were sent out. So I would entertain a motion to approve the agenda as circulated, please.
So moved.
Moved by Pam and Stafford. Okay. Ready for the question? Question called. All in favor?
Aye.
Contrary minded? Is there any hands of anybody online? No? Motion carried. Also, there were the minutes there were circulated for a meeting for January the 16th, which was held here. Hopefully everybody had a chance to go over and see if there's any mistakes into them. And I would entertain a motion to approve the minutes from January the 16th, 2023, as circulated.
So moved.
Moved. Seconder? Alan?
Yeah.
Any further discussion? All in favor? Regular sign? Contrary minded? Motion is carried. Business arising from the minute. Does anybody see anything arising from them? Okay.
Yeah.
Angela?
So 4.1 under the emergency management bylaws. This also links to our municipal evaluation. All of the bylaws have been submitted to the province. We're still just awaiting, and apparently they're on the minister's backlog for signature, but it looks like everything will be approved, so it'll just stay on the agenda until we get them approved.
Awesome. Thank you very much.
Yeah. Do you want me to just roll to the next one?
You might as well.
Okay. 4.2 is the Nova Scotia Community Culture and Heritage Generator Grant Program. This was the generator grant program that the province initiated. Last month, I had presented five conference centers that had received. There was one that we got at the day following. So Hebb's Cross has also been added. So Hebb's Cross is also now part of the conference center for the municipality of Lunenburg. 4.3 is the mutual aid agreements. We had received mutual aid agreements with Kings and Queens, and we just received Annapolis's back. So that's now with the CAOs for filing purposes. 4.4 is the REMO budget. It's been approved by four of the municipal units. Under the intermunicipal services agreement, it indicates that we need two or more municipal units of 51% or more. So we have that. So the next year's budget has been approved.
That's great. We're all set to
yes.
go then. And moving right along, under new business, we have the Regional Emergency Management Plan.
Yes. So in your agenda package, you've received the Emergency Management Plan. This has been needed to get done and looked at, but we needed to work on the Hazard Risk Vulnerability Assessment first. So that was taken care of, and we passed that last meeting. Our existing one is very outdated and extremely long. So this is a replacement for it. The emergency management plan is a requirement, and it's meant to really be our overarching document for advisory, but also should we ever need an incident management team to come in, kind of gives that high-level information that they can get the information that they need to when we go through it. So the things that's changed in it, it's obviously much shorter. This is just our core plan. All of our contingency plans will follow, that'll be coming out. But it's this document has much more current language, and it's just really a good refresh and much more user-friendly. So some of the improvements, it's shorter, more user-friendly. It reflects really what REMO needs and does at a high-level basis. I've chosen to not have a lot of duplication in this. So what I've done is this is the high-level document. We also have a operational guide, which is much more procedural that us staff will be using. So I've really separated those things out so that there's not duplication. And when we do actually need it in an emergency, we're not having to filter through things in a variety of different documents. Some of the key elements is the plan assumptions, how REMA will activate, the regional assessment based on the risks from our hazard risk vulnerability assessment that was approved, business impact analysis, and communications in an emergency. There was a small addition that I made since I've sent it out to you, which was really just that I added that we also have access to 143 CEF, so the military in Lunenburg County. I forgot to add that in the original plan. Other than that, I'm entertaining any questions if anybody has for the plan, but it really is just meant to be our new regional emergency management plan, concise, gets to the point, what we need to tick all of the boxes, and to be effective when we need it.
Any questions? I think it's a great plan.
Great.
Thank you. For your time.
Thanks.
And it's important that we do that and we have that for everybody's benefit. Great job. So with no questions at all? With no questions, I would entertain a motion that the Regional Emergency Management Advisory Committee approve the Regional Emergency Management Plan as amended, because you add a little bit to it.
Correct, yeah.
So it will be as amended. Okay. Matt, seconder, Pam? Duly moved and seconded. Is there any further discussion?
Sorry?
Duly moved and seconded. Sorry. Is there any further discussion? Hearing none, ready for the question. Question been called. All in favor? Contrary minded? Motion is carried. Thank you again.
Thanks.
So, with that out of the way, we might as well move down to 5.2, which is a cold weather.
Cold weather event, yes. So just a short update on this. So we had a cold weather event at the beginning of February. We, as REMO, we worked with some community partners to assess the need and any need for overnight accommodations. We did build a contingency plan for that specific event and had emergency hotels if needed. We let our partners know and we posted on social media. Thankfully, nobody had to come forward, so we were covered for that, but we did have that contingency plan should we need it. Following the event, the ministers of Housing and Community Services were in the news, and so I've followed up and I did speak with the Department of Community Services and on the homeless out of the cold side. And it was a really informative meeting having the two partners together, and they explained what's needed if which is a local service provider, in order to get some funds for a startup and after hours intake. The hours would be paid considered under the weather emergency contract that they currently have if we were to get a service provider. DCS has already started working on discussions with a community partner that we had worked on with during this instance. So I'll keep you informed and involved as we go through. I'm assuming it'll take some time to work through some things, but I think that it'll be really good for all of us within Lunenburg County should we ever have that need to come forward. So it was just a short update that I wanted to provide, and I'll provide updates as we go forward if we do ever get the service provider.
Great. Thank you very much.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you might as well continue.
What's that?
You might as well continue.
Yeah, I can continue. Yeah. So Andrew's not here. He just texted. He's running late from a meeting. His only updates from the Nova Scotia EMO side is there's a lot of training and exercises happening for Lunenburg County. So starting tomorrow, we've got 3 days of the Incident Command Level 300 training, and we have 28 people in the county going. So that's wonderful to have community partners as well as our local municipal staff. On April 13th, we have the State of Local Emergency training for all of the councils. So that's at the Best Western. So we've got that the evening of Thursday, April 13th. Yeah, I think it's in all of the calendars from the CAOs, and it's filtered down. So, I'm working with the fire departments. One of the fire departments had asked that I create a tabletop exercise with our local partners and fires. So we've got that coming up at the end of April. I think it's on the Saturday, the 28th. And then on the following Monday or the Monday in between. So April is busy. It just happened that was the month of exercises. But we also have a staff training and tabletop exercise. What's that? It is, yes. So we'll have some really good, efficient staff who are well-trained in the month of April. And then the province is also working on a province-wide exercise called Alpha Nova, and it's following Hurricane Fiona, using that as an example. So Lunenburg County is very involved in that, and we will be they have a course of different tabletops and then a full-scale exercise, so we'll be very involved in that as well.
Awesome.
That's all the updates for Nova Scotia EMO.
That's a lot of training.
Yeah, it is a lot of training. Yeah, yeah.
3 days is a long time to commit.
Yes.
Where's the location of that?
Bridgewater Fire. Yeah, in the auditorium. Yeah.
Yeah,
it works well to have it there. It's convenient for everybody. We've got a lot of space, especially for 30 people to kind of spread out, and then we've got the parking, so it works. No. It works nicely. Yeah.
Great stuff. REMA updates.
Yeah, REMA updates. So. Since the last meeting, I held a meet and greet with all of the staff in the municipal units, while also trying to get input from any of the risks associated in their areas that they can share. There's no better way than to get on the ground information. So I went out to all of the municipal units and took a whack of maps for the whole county, and we've circled all kinds of information, and that was utilized for the hazard risk vulnerability assessment, but it'll be really utilized when I start creating the contingency plan so that we can focus on specific areas if we need to. So those went really well. I was really impressed with the information that I was able to get from the municipal staff. Melissa at MODL, she's the GIS specialist, and she's actually gathering all of that information from all of the five units and inputting it all into one central location so that if we ever have an emergency, I don't need to reach out to five municipal units. We've got it at least housed in one. She is getting the information from all of the units. It'll just be housed here when we need to. It will be somewhat updated when we need it, but at least it'll give a really good baseline information and can get the emergency started off with having the maps in one location, and I'll have access to it since we don't have mutual servers. I've recently toured Chester and MODL's wastewater treatment plant, and in the coming months I'll be working on the others just to kind of get a good sense of what the challenges are, where they're located, anything that I need to know, if there's any little things, and just really good for awareness purposes as well. Ground Search and Rescue, we give them a grant every year, and we do not actually have a mutual aid agreement with them. So we've proposed, we used Valley's existing one, and we've passed that off to them for review, just to kind of have that mutual aid agreement to offset if we ever have the need for something, that it helps know that we've got that agreement in place should we need to, that offsets the grant funding as well. I'm working on Emergency Preparedness Week, which is the first full week of May. This week you'll hopefully hear some radio ads, this weekend next, asking businesses to join. So the idea is that any business in the area can showcase their services and or supplies and goods, and how I can link it to emergency preparedness, so how we can get residents to be more prepared. So hopefully wherever they go shopping in that first full week of May, they'll see some posters and displays, but also link it into to businesses. There's no cost for them to join. I'll be able to share some brochures that are being printed and some posters and things, so trying to get some uptake on that. So you'll hopefully hear some ads in the next 2 weeks. And if you know of any businesses to reach out to, we have already started that process, but if you've got anybody specifically that you want me to reach out to, happy to take that information and I'll do that. And then the training was based on what Andrew already read, so I think that's all for my update.
Oh, cool. What you're doing with this wastewater sites is what we used to do in the fire service, pre-planning, we used to call it.
Yes, pre-planning, 100%.
So when you get there, you know what to expect.
Yeah, exactly, yes.
You've already dealt with a lot of...
yeah, that's exactly what we're doing, so.
Anyway, that's great. Does anybody get anything they want to bring up? I know we're now in the new business.
Any questions?
And we don't have anything on the agenda. But personally, I'd like to thank Angela for myself with all these weather updates. A little bit discouraged to see there's another storm coming, but happy to know. And it really I appreciate it, so thank you for me. And if anybody else got anything they want to add or say at this time, go ahead. Okay. The next meeting, according to my agenda, is on Monday, May the 15th at 1:30 here. And it will be all of our meetings, I think, from going forward. We learned through COVID will be a hybrid meeting. So if you can't make it here, at least you can come online and get some value out of at least attending virtually.
Yeah.
So I think that's important. So that if you have something going on, you can just turn your computer on. It looks like today for about 15 minutes. And I can remember when I first started, we used to go pretty much to 2 hours. But
okay.
2 hours. But things have changed.
Would you like me to create them to be 2 hours?
Yeah.
No.
What am I missing?
So if there's nothing else under to bring up, I would entertain a motion to adjourn, and thank you very much. Matt? Pam. Great. Enjoy the rest of your time.